The All Nations Club International Food Fest is coming up this Saturday, March 31st, from 4 to 7 at Jacob Betty Center. And everyone's welcome to come. It's going to be a fun event.
And what do you, I mean, we're talking International Food Fest. Obviously, food will be the main focus of it. But what can folks expect?
We actually brought in a whole new menu. We deleted the complete last one, except for the flautas, because the flautas were a big hit. Flautas from Mexico. It's like a chicken deep fried and tortilla. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of new ones. Like, we have paella from Spain and kabuli palau from Afghanistan. We have schnitzel from Germany, Kaiserschwarm from Vienna. Just a whole new selection of food that sounds absolutely delicious.
It does sound great. Now, how do you come up with the idea of what's going to go on the menu? How do you do this?
We usually like for the international students that we have at NMU to submit recipes from home, or if they've studied abroad, to submit a recipe that they loved. A good half of these are from students who are international or attending NMU right now. A couple are from people who have gone abroad, mm-hmm. and a couple are friends of ours who we just happen to know who live overseas.
So let me ask you this then. When you've got some of the students that maybe they got some of the recipes either from their mom or their grandmother or something like that, and they're here and they get to taste the food and the food actually turned out right the way they expected to, it's got to be kind of fun, almost emotional in a way, when they get to taste some of their favorites.
Yeah, and we usually like to have them at least a couple days before make the food for us so we know how it's supposed to taste. Mm-hmm. But I've had some pretty good reactions. People say that it reminds them so much of their study abroad or of home, and we usually like to hear that.
So how does it work? Folks just show up? Do you have tickets available somewhere early or just at the door?
Yep, tickets available right now at Whitman Hall, office 145. $5 for a student, $8 for adults in advance, and then at the door is $8 for students, $10 for adults.
This obviously is set up with the NMU, the All Nations Club, all the students, but you want to make sure that the community knows that they can come by and sample as well.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's completely welcome. We always try to bring diversity to the community as well as NMU. It's fantastic if people come and learn about a different country, different culture. I feel like it should happen because of, the internationalization that's going on right now.
Now, you talk about putting this menu together and then getting the recipes and whatnot. How do you guys go about getting the food actually made and put together for the event?
It's a 3-day process. We have a couple prep days where we come in and just cut up all the food, get some of the stuff that could be made in advance ready. I think this year we have Chinese dumplings we're getting ready on Friday. We have a whole team of kids coming in to help us make those because I know I'll be horrible at it.
The all international students are putting our greatest effort, and we're all helping with this food fest, and everyone's coming to cook their own dish from their home, and it's just a wonderful event where we can actually make our home food and then taste it, and it's just great. So
what kind of a learning experience is it for you guys, not only to learn how to make some of these different dishes, but also experience them, taste them?
Because I'm in the kitchen the entire time. When I go out and I actually get to try some of the food, it's, for me, it's kind of overwhelming. I just spent 3 days making sure these dishes go out perfectly. They taste great. And so when I get to actually try them, I'm in love with some of the dishes. I've made them even afterwards for myself personally.
Wendy, you kind of touched on it in the break that there's a lot of other things going on too with this event. Obviously food, but there's more things to do there as well.
Yep. We're going to have Radio X coming and help us DJ. And we'll have great international pop music and as well as classic music. And there are going to be slideshows going on of different countries. So while you're enjoying eating, you can also see the slideshows and understand different cultural aspects. And also there are going to be trivia questions.
So a lot of things to do while you're there, as opposed to just the food. Now, Frankie, in terms of the food, the menu, you've touched on a few things. What are some of the other highlights that you want to make sure people know about?
I think there's too many. We have this year, I think it's a really special year because one of the students is really into Israel, and he submitted actually 3 recipes from Israel, and they're all Jewish, and this is the first time we've done it, so we had to really accommodate for that. But we're actually really excited. He made one of the recipes for me the other day, and it was absolutely delicious. Those were the coconut macaroons. Mm-hmm. And we just have brand new food as I said earlier, brand new food, nothing.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, but we do.
Everything's a little bit different from some of the norms, so definitely folks should come and check that out. Also, I know that when you do an event like this, there's people you want to make sure you get a thank you out to, so let them know that you appreciate that they're helping out.
Yeah, we want to give special thanks to Tony Tollefson. He's the advisor of our club. And thanks to Angie Mackey, the International Program Office, Chris Kivett, he's the head chef over at Jacobetti Center. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
I know Chris actually really well. He's been in on the program before to talk about some of his events. And this is not an easy thing to put together, but it is worth it in the end, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so.
All right, let's give everybody kind of a recap of when and where and how can they get tickets.
It's this Saturday, 4 to 7 at the Jacobetti Center. The tickets are available now at Whitman Hall office 145. $5 for students, $8 for adults in advance, $8 for students, $10 for adults at the door.